This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is The Bird Show.
So for what, 3 or 4 days now in the rap community,
did J. Cole ruin hip-hop with what he did the other day at his concert of Dreamville?
You can ruin an entire music genre.
I think what he did will literally change the way that hip-hop will be forever now. He did something that no rapper has ever done.
And we have somebody who was at the Dreamville Festival. And that's our producer, Katie.
Ding, ding, ding.
Where all this went down.
Okay. I witnessed everything.
You're an eyewitness. Mm-hmm.
All right, it's going to take a couple of seconds here to understand the history and why this is so shocking in the industry.
Exactly. So here's how we got here. If you are not the biggest hip-hop fan, hip-hop has been considered a competitive sport, if you will, since the beginning. It's always been that way. If you are a lyrical person, or if you are someone who considers yourself one of the best rappers in the world, then you are supposed to be willing to compete with the other best rappers in the world. To beat the best, to be the best, you have to beat the best, as they always say. So this beef between what's known as the Big Three in hip hop started a little while back, and it's Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, and Drake. Most people consider them the top three guys in hip-hop.
And just to be clear, beef now is different than it was beef back in the day when you had East Coast, West Coast gunshots. Beef now just means like, I'm going to do a diss track at you, you back at me, but it doesn't leave the stage?
To be honest, not always. Okay. It kind of depends on the artists that are involved. In this particular beef, it's widely known that it's not violent at all. It's like they don't hate each other. They don't want to fight each other. This is literally, who is the best of the Big Three? Who's the best in the world out of these three guys? So everybody who loves hip hop, this is exciting. Like this is what it's about when you get three guys that want to compete to be number one. So Kendrick started it all where he has this way about him where he won't rap for a while. He'll kind of go away, he'll disappear, and then he'll come back and he makes a splash. And normally he makes a splash by dissing one of the other guys who are considering themselves as good as him. So he dropped a verse with a Future that was taking shots at J. Cole and Drake, basically saying, there's no Big Three, there's just Big Me.
Get up with me, so think this, the first place a shooter, I hope they came with 3 switches, I crash out like fuck rap, this Melly Mel if I had to, got 2 T's with me, I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos, this up, lost too many soldiers, not to play it safe, if he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K, think I won't drop the location, I still got PTSD, I'm the Big Three, it's just Big Me.
So that's when it all started, where he came out and made it very clear, I am not here to be friends with the other guys in the Big Three. I'm here to let y'all know that it's Big Me. I'm the guy. So obviously, all of the fans are like, we are about to get a beef. This is about to be a battle. We're waiting for Drake and J. Cole to respond. So initially, it seemed like we were about to get that when J. Cole responded with his diss track.
Chin, I came up in the veil, so I'm good when it's tension. He's still doing shows, but fell off like the Simpsons. Your first wish classic, your last wish was tragic. Your second is put me in sleep, but they gassed it. Your third wish was massive, and that was your prime. I was trailing right behind, and I just now hit mine. Now I'm front of the line with a comfortable lead. How ironic, so I got it, now he wants something with me.
But J. Cole did something that I don't think any rapper in the history of hip-hop has ever done, and Katie was there front row at Dreamville for it. The very next day after this is dropped and fans had mixed reviews about how good it was, he decided to go on stage. And Katie, you can take it from here because you were there.
It's J. Cole's festival, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
At the end of his set. And this is where he says that something has been weighing on his spirit. And he was basically saying that even though he had just released this diss track, it was disturbing his peace. And he was like, I only did it because people, my guys wanted me to do it. And they're like, how are you going to respond to Kendrick Lamar? And he's like, I felt like I was forced to do it. And then after I did it, I didn't feel comfortable with what I did. And now I want to take back what I did. And he basically said, is anybody in here fans of Kendrick Lamar? Everybody was like, yeah. He's like, as am I. and like left it at that.
So here's exactly what he said.
In my spirit of trying to like get this music out, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I moved in a way that was, that I feel spiritually feel bad on me. Like I try to like jab back and I try to keep it friendly. But at the end of the day, when I listen to it and when it comes out and I see the talk, that shit don't sit right with my spirit. That shit make me feel, that shit disrupts my peace. So what I want to say right here tonight is, in the midst of me doing that and in that shit, trying to find a little angle and downplay this catalog and his greatness, I want to say right now tonight, how many people think Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest motherfuckers to ever touch a Y'all love Kendrick Lamar, correct? As do I. So I just want to come up here and be like, publicly be like, bro, that was the lamest, like, goofiest shit. I say all that to say it made me feel like 10 years ago when I was moving incorrectly. And I pray that God aligned me back up on my purpose and on my path. You know what I mean? I pray that my really didn't feel no way. And if he did, my got my chin out. Take your best shot and take that chin, boy, do what you do. You know what I mean? Like, all good. Like, it's love. And I pray that, you know, I pray that y'all are like, forgive for like the misstep in it, and then I can get back to my true path. Because I ain't gonna lie to y'all, past 2 days felt terrible. Like, it let me know how good I've been sleeping for the past 10 years. So all of that to say, man, I wanna now perform this song that's a reminder to me of getting back on the right path and getting in tune with God. And the name of the song is called Love Yours. I want to do that for y'all.
So this is historic here. I mean, it's never been done before.
This is where the debate heard around the world started of if J. Cole indeed did something that was good for hip-hop or bad for hip-hop.
By apologizing.
So the reason is, because I see a lot of people saying, how could an apology ever be a bad thing? Well, for one, like I said earlier, hip hop is a competitive sport. That's what this is. And J. Cole understands that. He's the guy who came in and said, literally, on Jay-Z's song, Jay-Z's going to hand over the throne to me, and I'm going to be the guy from here on out.
Like, UConn would never apologize to Purdue for beating them in the national championship.
Exactly my point. Even if you are friends, I get that he's saying they're friends in real life, but if you are friends with someone in the NBA, well, you don't get to the finals and tell your team, I can't do this, guys, because that's my friend over there. You compete. That's what hip hop is. And he's made songs called Number One and rapped about being number one on it. He's taken shots at Kendrick Lamar when Kendrick Lamar was not responding. And it was cool. Him and Drake got on a song called First Person Shooter and took shots at him. He literally said he is the Super Bowl. And of the big three, he's Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali never apologized to George Foreman. Muhammad Ali is the greatest for being the literal opposite. He was willing to beat the best and compete. So to do all of that and then now to say, I apologize once somebody now has responded to you, for me just feels like when a cheater apologizes, you're not sorry you cheated. You're just sorry you got caught. And that's why this apology doesn't feel genuine to me.
Katie is not feeling that. Dang, we're going to run out of time.
Do you think he would have apologized if the song had been well received?
I don't think so. I think if he put that diss out and everybody said, oh, my God, this is amazing, we wouldn't have got an apology.
Yeah.
He wasn't prepared for people to say, this is like Jay. And I don't think he wanted anything to do with the battle after that.
We don't got a lot of time here, Katie, but I could see you disagree.
It's not an apology because he never said, I apologize, Kendrick. He said that this diss track is not what I want to put out for myself and my product. There was no apology. Everyone keeps saying he apologized. He didn't. All he said is that this is not how I want to move in the future for my career. So I'm just move differently. I shouldn't have put it out. I was heated in the moment. My bad.
So he's getting a hard time just for being authentic. Like, this is not who I am. I almost am like playing a character, and I don't like that character.
Exactly. He saying my bad is an apology, and you cannot be the guy who says on every song, I'm the guy. I want to battle. I'm coming at everybody. And then when someone comes at you, never mind. This don't feel right for my soul.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yes, you can if you're trying to better yourself, and I think that's what J. Cole's trying to do.
Man, this is the only thing that's been talked about in the community. Look at Mo is not buying that at all. You want to fight?
Yes.
You want to see
you
a
asked
fight?
For it. You got it. Put him up, buddy.
No.
It's the Bird Show.
This is the Bird Show.